All right, welcome to session number two. Here we're going to talk about how a couple is connected playfully. And I have a little fill in the blank there. A couple that blank together, how would you, and they rhyme. And it relates to playful.
Couples that play together, stay together.
There you go. Now, the original phrase is, you know, the original phrase is?
I know that there's a, I've heard the couples that pray together stay together.
Right, oh, yeah. Right. And that's really true. When we talk about the spiritual section, I know at least in the United States, the divorce rate is something like 45% of marriages end in divorce. And sadly, the divorce rate among Christians is about the same, except for those that add the habit of praying and reading the Bible together. Then the divorce rate goes to 0.05%, so a wow. 0.5%. So that's really true. A couple that does pray together stays together. But I think it's also true that a couple that plays together stays together. Ecclesiastes 9:7-10. Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart. For God has already approved what you do. Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of the meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days. For this is your lot in life and your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. There's a lot of negativity in this passage, but in the middle of it, enjoy life with your wife, whom you love. So, what I want you guys to do is there's nine questions that I'd like you to just jot something down. So just take a few minutes and just whatever comes to you. They don't have to be complete sentences.
We can
just, you know, quit something. So these nine things, and we'll come back when they're done. All right, we're back. You guys spent maybe 10, 15 minutes writing your answers. So the first one is his interests. Why don't we compare notes here?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we're comparing?
Yeah, I just saw a guitar in there. I can't believe I didn't put that down.
I haven't taken off the.
Yeah, like I just put like a lot of the things that, like, because I didn't realize there was going to be a shared interest section, so I just put a lot of the things that, like, even we do together. So yeah. I was just like, of course, I put as your first answer being with me.
Got that coming.
Your favorite interest. And I put golf, going to the gym, doing like stuff with CLI, movies, spending time, of course, with family, and then also friends after that. Baths, because you love taking baths, yeah. And video games. And just like games in general. Like, we love playing beanbags and board games and Gang of Four and all those things. But
I said I love playing the guitar. That's a huge interest of mine. I love being out in nature. So like when I get a kayak, canoe, camping, hiking. I love movies, but that's kind of a shared interest one. And then in general, I love listening to worship music and stuff. That's how, you know, I spend a lot of time just putting that on when I'm out. So
okay.
Those are mine.
All right. How about Abby's interests?
For Abby, I did. You like running and walking a lot, which I am not like the biggest fan of, like on like the treadmill and stuff when we're at the gym. So I put that as like an interest for you, but I don't. And then I'm just hanging out with friends. And then you love going out to eat. And I noticed that when I first got with you, like I went out to eat maybe two or three times a year. And then like Abby would always like every week go out and stuff. I'm like, wow. So I put that out as an interest because I know you love doing that. And then you have Rally, which is a dog training class, which I know is a big hobby of yours. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just put, for me, like, being with you, family and friends, CLI is a huge interest, everything I do here, Rally, the gym, golf, board games, and movies.
All right. And how about together?
Together, I wrote, I know we love going to the gym. We try and go, like, two times a week, so that's a hobby that we spend together. The beach is a big interest of ours, too. Movies, I kind of dropped back down to shared interest because we love watching movies.
That's right.
I know we both like singing, and we both like golf, too, so...
Okay. Yeah, I basically have those same ones too.
All right. How does the theory of opposites attract hinder your playing together?
I would say not too much. I'm like, I feel like maybe like I don't know why I was thinking, like, I feel like you do like working out a lot more than I do, and so like sometimes I'm just like, I don't really want to do this anymore. And like even sometimes, like, I feel like you'll want to be maybe like outdoors or golfing more than I would want to, and I'm just like, sit around, and I'd rather almost like play a game. Like, I love games. Like, I just love them.
I used an answer that I kind of piggybacked throughout a couple more of my answers down the road, but the answer I said was that Abby, you tend to be more, and this was kind of like the precedent when we first got with each other, was you tend to be more, a little bit more extroverted than I am. I'm a little bit more introverted. Mm. And so where it hinders us sometimes is there'll be times where it's like, you'll come over to my family in my house, and then you'll want to hang out with my family, but I'll want to go on a walk with you or do something with you just one-on-one and then spend time with you. And it's like, oh, no, I want to be with your family. I want to spend time with others. And
yeah, I have that on the fifth one. I talk about our socialness being different. Like, yeah. I'm more like, if there's other people around, like, I feel, like, compelled to hang out with everyone. Like, I have a hard time just excluding myself as one person. I mean, obviously, I do that a lot with you, but, like, still, it's, like, easy for me to be like, like, I gotta be around everybody else,
but I feel
too.
Like sometimes that can hinder our playtime. Yeah.
How about number five? How could the fact that opposites attract help you both explore new things?
Yeah, so that's where I put, like, I feel like because, like, I maybe like being more social, like, I feel like that will get you out of your comfort zone. And, like, for me, sometimes, like, you know, it might make me explore, like, various, like, one-on-one activities, too, that, like, I would have maybe not done if I was just being super social. So I think, like, both.
That is exactly.
And it helps me be more active, too.
It's exactly what I really, like I said, Abby tends to be more social, which has, like, led me to more parties, hanging out with friends and stuff. And then I've kind of showed you, like, the beauty in one-on-one dates and stuff, like, you know, going to the beach with us too and stuff. So.
All right. So you sort of answered number six already. Number seven, why do many couples play well together in the dating phase, but not as well in the married for many years phase?
I just said it's easy for people to get used to each other. Kind of it's the idea that something new becomes old and stagnant. So I said couples like that tend to not keep things new, not do anything new. It's same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. And I put, like they really stop making time for each other, because when you're, like, first standing together, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, overdose on spending time with each other. Yeah. Like, they just all the time spend time with each other. Once life kind of sets in and work and children and all these things, they just start getting different interests and making time for only certain things and not each other.
Right. Yeah, you're in the dating phase, you're motivated.
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. And, you know, then you're more willing to do things that you wouldn't otherwise do, because just being together is the issue. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is secondary.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But over time, what you're doing becomes primary. It's like, you know, I'm with you all the time already.
Right. So the value, I feel like, of being together goes down for a lot of couples.
Yeah.
All right, number eight, what kinds of things are you doing now that you think you will do many years down the road as a married couple?
Okay, so for me, I feel like this is a really CLIE, but like talking and listening repeatedly, like I really, really see us continuing to do that. Okay. And again, like I think the importance of reading the Bible and praying together down the road is really important. And then more on activities, I feel like we will play golf, go to the gym, do board games, and watch movies, and of course spend time with family and friends together down the road.
Your answer is more developed than mine. I just said, I said read the Bible, because we tend to do that every night. We'll video chat or FaceTime.
But then we actually will be living in the same house.
When we're married. But
it still might be video chat.
Anyway,
right across from the bed of each other. At the moment. But I think we'll always be reading the Bible together. Every night, and then same thing with praying every night before we go to bed together. And I did say the gym too, or just out in general fitness, like going and walking.
All right, any Bible passages that you can think of that relate to this subject?
Okay, so I did have, like, I don't even know the exact verse and songs, but like it made me just think of, like, be joyful always, because I feel like spending time together playing, that makes me think of joy. You know, like that's kind of the point of playing, is having fun. So be joyful always, so continue in our playing together as we're going in this journey of marriage.
Mm-hmm. My answer is a little counterintuitive. It's kind of like the opposite, but it's the same principle. So the idea of couples that play together, stay together, I'm pretty sure it's in Proverbs, that verse where it talks about people who hang around with fools will become fools.
Right.
I feel like that verse really shows the social impact that it has about spending time with people, where you adopt the right. personality of the people you hang around with.
Right.
And so that in a way shows the importance of the opposite, where it's if we right. spend time together, we'll grow.
Right.
You know, and not become fools but the others. So.
Right. Yeah. Even though it's play, it's still time with the right kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. And makes you into who you are.
Exactly.
All right. So the next section is really, you know, if you did more of a, in a group, it asks similar questions, but people sort of share, you know, amongst themselves. And that's kind of an interesting thing, too, because, you know, you guys share a lot of interests, but it might be another couple that doesn't, and you just get a different flavor, and that becomes an interesting thing. And then I think, too, what happens in a group is people hear what others are doing, and they, you know, they start writing, you know, we could maybe do that too. All of a sudden, they have ideas mm-hmm. of what they could do together. So, what I like to do at the end of sessions is just to, there's a little thing on the bottom of page 18 there, praying together. And the reason I put this in here, now, you know, you guys say you're doing devotions, and you know, even when you're not living in the same place, but a lot of couples don't do any devotions. And in fact, that's really intimidating. It's really mm-hmm. weird that a couple can be very intimate, and you know, the most intimate relationship they have, especially when they get married. And yet, if you ask them to sit down and pray together, they'd be very mm-hmm. like, this is too intimate, which is weird. How can this
right.
yeah. But if they haven't ever done it before, it's hard. So what I like to do in this material is to just help a couple start doing that. But the words are all written there. Mm-hmm. So you just have to read them. So it's not like, you know, you have to figure out what to do. So let's do this together. So together, then you would read that together. Then the man, you would read that, you know, I thank you, God, for Abby, and so on. So just let's follow this together, all right? So start together.
So say it together. Lord, thank you for bringing us together.
I thank you, God, for Abigail, for her passion, for the things she likes to do. I confess I have not always taken an interest in her interests.
I thank you, God, for Mitchell, for his passion for the things he likes to do. I confess that I have not always taken an interest in his interests.
Help us, Lord, to spend time together in playful, fun, enjoyable activities that we can share together.
Amen.
All right. Excellent. All right, we'll see you again for the third session.